statement that I'm just going to insert in the record on behalf of the SST and some other local, like our Shawnee SST. Present thing now is Elizabeth. It's been a chance.
Sure. We're 48-48.
I think so. But that, but Hubert's against you.
Well,
you know, I talked to George Meany, but he is.
I figured that he would go.
I talked to Meany this morning. Meany said that Hubert called in last night and cried. Really in tears.
Our latest
sobbing, saying, I'm sorry, but I, my people from Minnesota dropped me and got a bag out of it. Meany was furious. So you lost him.
We have him against us. He's in the 48 who are against us. Of course, you know the Margaret Chase Smith situation. No one knows how she's going to vote until...
Well, Peter, you're a human animal, Margaret. I don't find anybody else that is good.
Sure, I could be speaking out on this, or perhaps do something.
But I really was upset. I mean, because this thing is almost verbatim as just the questions that I asked. It's just almost as though somebody had a tape recorder the next one. And your replies were almost verbatim. Not that I took notes, but I mean, I didn't take notes.
I could have been always like notes.
Well, I take notes. If I don't take notes of my questions or your answers or anybody else's questions and answers, I do a briefing. Creating paper from 26 and a half. This was an announcement made by the company who suggested the public. Yeah, the river, they took an analysis of their affluent, and it was 2.4, not 26 and a half. So they called Hickel and told him so. Now, Hickel continued to issue statements that they were continuing to propose the thing at 26 and a half. They never corrected the figure at all. They got the same treatment from Cronkite on CBS. They went into court, and they agreed with the judge before the restraining order was even considered that in view of the fact that mercury seemed to be in this environmental problem, they closed down the plant voluntarily. District attorney said, no, the administration needs a victory. And as the district attorney did, and federal attorney, district attorney.
Yeah, he would say, yeah, no, I see.
And they need a victory, so judge, you can't do that. Judge said,
should go through Alaska. Morton is backing down on it. beauty of Alaska. No, that's what that is. I get more than good on this thing.
Well, mind you, there's, and frankly on that, of course, that Nichols right, because it was from Alaska. Of course, Stevens is everything all the time because of the pipeline situation. And I think we'll come on all right on that, so if we'll still get it done. I've got Mitchell working on it now, on his devious ways to try to get reasonable and just go through with it. Because the pipeline should be built through Alaska, not through Canada, period. That's all. But what it is, Peter, is that, you know, it's the same kind of people that oppose SST. They're wild. And they're going to get skin cancer. Skin cancer, that was the best show that ever happened to me.
Good reaction. Nothing upset about it. No releases put out, no nothing was put out.
information. Now, the agriculture department to show what you were trying to do to support them. So you may want to strengthen your publicity and what you're trying to do there. And this business of dividing the agriculture department into three departments is really not the problem. Every farmer thinks that he's underpaid, overpressured, and has to be a technical expert in every kind of thing there is, and now in addition he's going to have to wrestle with three bureaucracies instead of one. And they're really up in the air. But it's true in Colorado, it's true in Iowa, even though you may not have gotten a total view of their signature in office time to it. Bad. This is one of the worst areas. And I bring it up because in 1968, you won all the three states west of Mississippi, which you will remember very well.
Sure.
First president's ever been able to win with that kind of a distribution of votes. Washington. Yeah. And then Hawaii, and then what was the other one? Was it Nevada? There's one other one. Oh, I guess that's part of Texas. You didn't carry Texas, did you? You're right. Texas, yeah. I'm going to touch on something that you can get awfully mad at me about, but which I think is important to touch on. And this is the Vice President of the press. I've got to say this because I think you'll know about it on your chances and also of the problems that we're facing. There isn't anybody from a 30 down, or whatever the group is, who has, well, we'll say this, has much credibility for the vice president.
30s
down. 30s down. I'm talking about 31 or 32. They're really up in the air about it. They think his speeches are out of order, but they're fighting the ability of the young and his attacks on the press.
It's not just the press, the young,
it's just the young and the press, yeah. And of course, the press's opinion, the attacks on him, he becomes more than a lightning
rod. Even though he draws quite moderate statements, doesn't talk. What's your feeling about it?
I don't think you can rehabilitate it. Very frankly. Yeah. That's your feeling, so far as he's concerned.
We're all on this run.
I think, first of all, he ought to drop the attacks on the press. I don't think he does.
What would that help?
Well, it'll help as far as the press is concerned. It's not going to help as far as the press.
Can he rehabilitate it again?
Not for him. Maybe you can if you have someone else, you know, but if he's on the ticket, you're going to have to face that. And I'm not trying to throw him off the ticket.
Oh, I understand.
Sure. I know I'm ancient for you, so. But
Yes, there are people that I'm talking to across the country.
Yeah, my own kids, the people over in the colleges that you talk to, the first thing they say is, about right off the bat. He wasn't a household word, he should have.
Yeah.
And it's not helpful in that age or granted that he is fabulous money raiser or was for a while I started dropping him and separate. But it doesn't look good from the point of view of the young. I figure we've got the voting level down to 18 now. Granted, not too many of them are full, but it's a bigger block in that age group than I had before. I said that I do all kinds of things, that I get a cassette out and go around to the guys who are running and give them to give 2 minutes and leave them with you. And I said I wouldn't do that under any circumstances.
That's a letter.
I wouldn't let anybody do it to me if I were in a position. I wouldn't let them do it to me in my position.
We wouldn't want to, for example, things like that. I wouldn't want anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
hasn't been said at the council committee.
Good. There's nothing, no discussions, Peter, that type of a political type shit, you know.
Cotton got up yesterday, and he said that obviously 45 people couldn't come in here and take up all your time, all the time. On the Republican side, but that it would be a good idea if we could get what's in you this way directly. And that somehow or other, the meetings with the leadership could be a little less stylized. That was the word that was used. The briefings that as they now go on are briefings on decisions which have already been made from here. The input has not come from those who either are
in the region. I think that would be possible now that they have a lot of programs. A lot of programs are over usually, but the leadership meeting should be voted just to reports, basically. But how you getting along?
How are we getting along? I think this lecture will be helpful and let them talk. And Gordon brought this up. He said, you know, we used to have a real good opportunity to be able to just talk and discuss some of these things. Part of this, I think, is generated by the difficulty that people are having. The number of programs that you send up, you get a lot of criticism, always from independents and the fact that the Republicans are not doing anything. Now the criticism is coming back. You're doing too much. And it's over at all. It's speaking better. Yeah. And I think, really, that the key thing is whether the extreme group is the revolution. I think so. I don't know what my answer is true. It is a revolution. The only attack that they've got against it is that they don't trust their own people back home. That's true. And they keep putting the Democrats in a position where they're saying, we don't trust the people back home. Which not Montana Nelson say all the time anyhow. Said publicly, it doesn't seem to hurt. I guess if they go home and say, well, I don't trust the people back home in Mississippi and Tennessee, of course I trust them in Minnesota and Wisconsin. But the fact of the matter is, they don't.
Peter, wasn't the meeting with the mayor yesterday a big plus? A number of congressmen called me this morning, Mr. President, saying that front page of the Washington Post showing three Democratic mayors criticizing Muskie and had a wonderful meeting with the president. That's a big plus.
What's that? Mind of the front page picture of the other one. I think it was just a reinforcement to the question we've been heard for years. So.
How fast. My own view is no
65 and begin to say that's a target. I'd rather have it really go charging at 72 rather than to move up too fast now. Take our knocks right now. If you move it too fast right now, I don't even